What's happening in our schools? Colleges have become leftist indoctrination centers. It's not a new problem. It's been going on for decades, first behind the scenes and now out front. That's how radical change happens. It creeps up on us. And when we finally figure out what's going on, it's too late. What's been happening on college campuses is now happening in elementary schools and high schools. I know. I'm a mom of two school-aged kids. I've seen it with my own eyes. More and more parents are seeing it too. Thanks to the lockdowns and Zoom, we're getting a window into our children's classes. It's not a pretty picture. Kids, really young kids, are being taught stuff so radical, so devoid of what real education is, it should alarm us all. Here are a few examples. Recently, Chicago Public Schools adopted an American history curriculum based on the 1619 Project published and promoted by the New York Times. The 1619 Project asserts that America's founding was not marked by the Declaration of Independence in 1776, but the arrival of the first African slaves in Jamestown in 1619. Historians from across the political spectrum have denounced this as a giant lie. The New York Times has walked back many of the project's original claims. Still, this malicious slander of America is now being taught in schools as truth. And what is that truth? That America is, was, and always has been a fundamentally racist country, and that white Americans today bear responsibility for all current and historic racism. This bleeds perfectly into another educational debacle: diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, this might sound innocent, but don't be fooled. It's a dangerous euphemism for something called critical race theory. Critical race theory says that racism is woven into the very fabric of American society. What does this look like in a school setting? Middle and high school students in Wellesley, Massachusetts, are being taught to be on the lookout for unconscious racial bias in their classmates. "We need your help," an email to students reads. "Your school leaders will be working with you this year on how to be proactive about preventing bias incidents and how to report them should they occur." This warped vision of America doesn't stop at race. In Colorado, first graders are being taught that just because someone looks like a boy doesn't mean they are. Only they can know who they truly are. Gender is something they choose for themselves, based on how masculine or feminine they feel. Or maybe they're not fully a boy or a girl, but something in between, whatever that may be. To repeat, that's what children are taught in first grade. Imagine what they're taught in second or third grade. And of course, the world faces imminent disaster from global warming. The American Federation of Teachers has fully endorsed the most radical aspects of the Green New Deal, which is already featured in California school curriculums. In sum, many of our schools are teaching children that our past is terrible and that they have no future. That if they are white, they are racist whether they know it or not. If they're black, they're victims, whether they experience it or not. That they should constantly question their sexual identity. With all this being drummed into their heads, no wonder today's kids have more psychological problems than any previous generation. Maybe you think I'm cherry-picking examples to exaggerate my point, or maybe you're one of the lucky ones who sends your kids to a school that has yet to be infected by this radical agenda. Maybe. But if I were you, I wouldn't take it on faith. Find out for yourself. When I did, I was shocked to learn that all of this is happening in my school district right now. So find out what's being taught in your kid's school. Take a good hard look at curricula. Ask administrators if they endorse the 1619 Project. Are they pushing a diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda? If so, demand to see what materials the school is using. At a minimum, get to know your kids' teachers and principals. Join the PTA, attend local school board meetings, look for allies among reasonable, like-minded parents. You don't have to agree with each other on everything. You just have to agree that the brainwashing of our children stops here. Stops now. Americans know what our children should be learning, that they must take responsibility for their conduct, that race is the least important aspect of another person, that hard work and rational thought are things we all value, that there is nothing wrong with the bodies they were born into, and that America was founded not to promote racism, but to guarantee sacred liberties and opportunities to its citizens. And it wouldn't hurt if they learned reading and writing and math, too. I'm Jill Simonian, founder of thefabmom.com for Prager University.